I was kind of fat when I was a baby. And because of that, I didn't have many friends. My brothers and sisters, they didn't care about me. They just look at me and yell fat names at me. You overgrown little hippo, you! You're the world's tallest, fattest midget! I didn't like that at all. One day, my mother took me to buy some clothes at the tent and awning supply. And as we were sitting down there and I was being fitted, well, really not sitting, I was laying down, they was rolling me into the material. Some kids come by and they said, "Hey, Fat Marky!" I said, "What do you want?" They said, "We want to be friends with you." I said, "Really?" They said, "Yeah. Could you do something for us?" Now, I didn't know what they had on their mind, but I was willing to do almost anything because I wanted friends. And so I said, "Well, let me see." So they finished putting the tin on me and I walked out, well, kind of wobbled out. My legs were only 3 inches tall, you know. And as I was walking towards outside, my mama said, "Now, Marky, you be careful." I turned around and said, "Oh, leave me alone." I said, "What do you guys want?" They said, "Well, how about going down to the store with us? And Mrs. Fox, don't worry, because we'll roll Marky down there. You won't have to push him all the way home. We'll do it for you." She said, "Oh, thank you." So she walked off. I said, "Well, what do you want me to do?" They said, "Go into the store and just stuff a bunch of candy and fruit and bread and cheese and roast beef and just everything in there. The people will never know you're so fat anyway. They just think you're a little lumpy." I said, "Well, okay, I'll try it." So I went in and I stole all kinds of stuff. I graduated to a hardened criminal. I was stealing things left and right, front and back, up and down, you name it, and I was doing it. And when I was 5 years old, I started taking drugs. Not just marijuana, grass, hashish, speed. I was taking a lettuce mouse to the stomach and get my hands on that PCP. Not even hell, when I wasn't shooting it up my arm, I was shooting it down my throat. 4 quarts of chocolate milk a day. It was a terrible habit. It was awful. One day I told my mama, "Mama, I'm so hungry, I gotta have something to eat." She said, "I'm sorry, honey, but we don't have anything in the house." I said, "What? I told you I'm hungry." She said, "Honey, we don't have anything. You're eating us out of house and home. Did you hear me? I want something in my tummy and I want it right now." She said, "I'm sorry, honey." I was a very disobedient child. I said, "I don't like you at all." And I ran outside. And I went down to the street, down to the main street of my hometown. I said, "I've got to have something to eat. Oh, I'm so hungry. I've got to have some food." And I went into every restaurant, and I went into every store, and I ate it all in every store. And when I was through, the mail called the place a national disaster area. I couldn't help it. I was still hungry. I got on the telephone. Ring! "Hello? Hello! This is Lil Marky! I want something to eat right now!" "Oh, no, please don't come to my beloved land, England." This is the Queen of England talking. "You can't come! We've just gotten over this 2-year economic crisis from the last time you was here!" I said, "You better get me the biggest fish and chip sandwich you can fix, because I'm coming!" I started to get in my plane and I couldn't fit. So I got in my cargo ship and I sailed over to London. That was the big fanfare crowd. I thought they were welcoming me, but as I neared the port, I noticed that the soldiers had guns and they were saying, "Stay away, just stay on the port." I did. There was the biggest fish and chips dinner. I started eating it sideways. And as I went across, I noticed there was lettering inside and back of the batter where they deep fried it. It said, "Goodyear blimp." Oh, they fixed me the Goodyear blimp, but it was good anyway. And when I was through, I noticed there was a couple of people talking. I thought they were talking about me. So I said, "Hey, are you talking about me?" They just looked up at me and they said, "No, sir, please don't sit on us. We weren't talking about you." I said, "Well, what are you talking about then?" "There's something big happening over in Jerusalem." I said, "Really? What is it?" "I don't know, some type of great big fight or something." "Oh boy, I love a good fight." I was a mean little kid, too. I sailed over in my ship over to Jerusalem, and I entered the port, and I noticed there wasn't anyone to greet me. There was nobody there. I said, hello, hello. Just the echo is all I could hear of my voice. I walked out into the streets, and I looked around the city. Nobody was there. And off on the right, in a big hill, there were three things sticking up out of the ground. And there was all kinds of people around. It looked like the whole town turned out for the main event. I started to walk up that hill. It took me a long time, because my legs were so short, you know. And as I was climbing the hill, way in back of where the crowd was, all of a sudden a little man ran right into me and knocked himself out. It was getting dark, and I don't think he saw what he was doing. Well, I picked him up, and I shook him, and I said, hey, you got my Tommy. He said, he was crying so bitterly. What's wrong? He pointed up to the hill, and he said, I killed him. You what? I killed him. The Savior. I pretended like I was one of his. But I wasn't. I was a phony. And I turned him over to the soldiers last night. And now they're killing him. And I'm sorry. What's your name? Judas. Shame on you, Judas. If you were his friend, you should have acted like his friend. And he ran off into the darkness and hung himself. I walked closer up to the hill. It was getting pretty dark. There was a man standing by a fire. Way off in the distance, he had his head bowed. He was the only one there. In back of the crowd, he had his head bowed, crying. I put my arm around him. I said, what's wrong? What's wrong? I denied him.
You what?
I denied him. When I was with him, I said to everybody, I'm one of his. But when I got by myself, I was a phony baloney. I was a fake. Oh, and I love him so.
What's your name?
My name's Peter.
Peter?
You love him? Oh, yes, I do. And I'm so sorry.
Peter? You should be the very best you can for him. By the way, who is he?
He's the Savior, the Redeemer, the only one who can save us from our sins.
I said, really? So I walked up closer, and there was the big crowd.
I moved my way right in the very front, and I noticed there were only a few people that seemed to be sad. Especially this old lady and young man. I walked up to them and I put my arms around them and I said, what's wrong?
The lady said,
that's my son.
Well, get him down off of there. I looked up and there was this man and two other men. Oh, they were beaten so bad. I looked down at the lady. I said, lady, you want him to die? Your own son? She said, I can't help it. I looked at the young man. I said, are you his friend? He said, oh, yes, I'm John. This is Mary. Well, John, get him down off of there. He's going to die, I think. He's bleeding all over the place. He said, I can't. I said, why? He said, because the Savior said he came to fulfill all the scriptures. Well, I didn't understand that one little bit. There was a sensing in the air that was just something. Walked up to the front. I said, I've got to find out what they're talking about. I walked up to the very front and I looked up. And there was a man who had been beaten so bad. If you looked at his face, you couldn't even tell he was human. They took their hands of soldiers and they ripped out cords and chunks of his face. They beat him so bad it looked like with the cat of nine tails that, oh, he was a bloody mess. And then they stuck some big stickers on his head. Oh, you could see the skin as it overlaid the thorns. And they put some metal stickers in his hands and in his feeties. And I looked up at him and I said, sir, what's your name? And he said,
Jesus.
Jesus, why are you doing this? And he said,
For God so loved the world that he gave me his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on me should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Jesus, you mean you'll save me from my sins? And you'll take me to heaven with you? And I won't have to buy my friends anymore? And I'll have a whole family of them up in heaven? And everybody will love me? And I'll finally be happy? And you'll save me from hell? He said,
I will.
I said, what do I have to do? He told me to kneel down. And I kneeled down in a puddle of his own blood right at the cross. And I looked up and I said, oh dear Jesus, please save me. Come into my heart. I love you so very much. He looked down at me. He said,
I do.
Oh, that was the blessedest marriage I'd ever heard of. He said,
I do.
And I said, please do. I stood up, and the blood that was on my knees turned white. And it came all over my body, inside of me and out. And I looked up and I said, Jesus, what's happening? And he said,
Though your sins be as scarlet, I make them whiter than snow.
And I said, oh, Jesus, and he smiled.